Okay, so hello guys, I have started a new series of episodes in this season. I will give you the lessons by which I have came out of this negative thinking and all that, and this during the lockdown, which have grown in many people's mind. And so I will talk about how I get back on track, and in all those episodes of this season I will talk about how you can also get back on your track after this emotional setback that the lockdown has given you. So because I'm now in a state that I have emerged from all the, you can also feel it from my voice that now I am relaxed and all that, because now I am free from those thoughts which have taken over me during the last lockdown, also due to my situations. But now I have came out of that, and so in this season I will talk about how I get back on track after the lockdown, and how, and in a sequence that how I do all that in the same sequence I will tell you that I have done, and after it has given me the results that I wanted. So I will give you all these steps in the sequence that I have followed to get back on track after the lockdown, after the setbacks of emotional setbacks that you have facing during the lockdown, and how to get back on track after that and focus on your goals. So I found that no other topic other than positive thinking can be better to start the first episode. And I also first thing that I did to change my state was to change my thoughts. I completely changed my thoughts to thinking positively and about good things and good sides of things, and I will talk in detail about how I did it, because just saying that thing positive is not enough. I understand this, because I also can't be able to do it just by knowing that I have to think positive. There are many steps, and after following those steps we find ourselves in a state that our thoughts become positive, and we started seeing the positive sides of things and stop focusing on the negative things and can focus on our goals. So the first thing is to change our thoughts. We have to make some efforts. Look, these efforts are just for 2 to 3 days, and after those 3 to 4 days or a week you will be in a state that you will get those thoughts automatically about positive things. You will not be getting those negative thoughts that you are facing during the lockdown at home. So for changing that, you just have to start making efforts to change your thoughts, because you are hearing this podcast because you want to change them and you are trying to change them. So the first thing that you can do is to change your thought process about that and change those thoughts. So this is the first tip that I had given you. And also I had practiced yoga, a 15 minutes basic yoga that has really helped me. I am not promoting anything, but I really want to share my experience that it had really helped me a lot. Yoga, I started practicing yoga because I heard from many people that it gives very positive results. It gives a positive sequence throughout the day, a positive thought sequence throughout the day. It fills you with a positive energy that will continue in you throughout the day, and you will start feeling the changes after the first day of yoga also, and after a week of yoga you will be able to see those maximum changes that are going to happen in your thought process. So you can apply yoga, or what I have done is to sit under a sun for some time, because sun gives a lot of positive energy. Sun is fulfilled of those positive energy. I am not just talking about vitamin D and all that. That is good for our health. It is also important, and sun is also good by that point of view, but it is also giving us a lot of positive energy. It can give, but most of us are not taking this, and that's why we are going on that state of negative thinking. And if you just practiced sitting in the sun for a day and with yoga, on the same day you will see the changes that are going to happen. On the same day you are stopping, you are almost 50% of the negative thoughts that you are that are coming into your mind will stop after doing these two things on the same day, to do yoga and to sit under the sun for just 10 minutes. I'm not saying for much time, but just 10 minutes is enough. You can also do your work in those 10 minutes with that. And this is the basic tip that you are going to follow, then it will surely help you in changing your thoughts. And you have to make efforts. Every time you are getting those thoughts, don't try to mess up with them and get in a conversation with your brain, because you're never going to win that. Just think of a thought that is opposite to that negative thought, and stay with that positive thought and make efforts to, and just stay with that positive thought. If you're getting any negative thought, then there is a opposite positive thought of that thought. So just think of it and just stick to it and focus on your work. This is the very basic thing that you can do to conquer those thoughts that are coming in your mind, to conquer those negative thoughts that are coming in your mind. So you have to just think of the opposite positive thought of that negative thought that can help you in your life. So this can help you to change your thoughts almost fully and completely. You have to do some efforts for 3 to 4 days, and after that it will become natural and you are going to get back on track. And after this episode, I'm also going to talk about other things, that how to plan your goals, how to decide the goal after the lockdown, and all other things in those other episodes. Let us now get back on this episode about how to think positively. So you also have to make efforts. And look, if a problem is really troubling you, then it can be a real problem, so you have to solve it. It doesn't mean any bad thing. You just have to solve it by being in conversation with the person that is causing you problem. You just say him that you are feeling this by him, and just get back from that place, because now you have conveyed what you are thinking and you have not kept it in your heart. Just convey it. It can may cause that person to be angry on you, but you don't have to be angry. You just convey your message, your thoughts, what you are facing from many times, and just convey them to the person. And after that, just come back, and now you have a reason that I have conveyed that thought that is continuously troubling me, and now I don't have to focus on that vain thought and I have to focus on my goal. And after that, and after doing this, you are really going to become able to perform that activity. And this is the end of this episode. Okay guys, thank you, and you must also hear the next of